So joining us now to refresh us like a cool mint julep in the hot summer sun is our esteemed naturalist, Paul Wigman. And Paul and I have slipped into the serpentine room here at Phipps Conservatory to escape a quick summer shower. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Matthew. Glad to be here.
Paul, there's a book out now. It's called The Last Child in the Woods, talking about, they always have these new terminologies for things. Nature Deficit Disorder. The children are experiencing because they're not getting outside. How can we get kids to go outside?
That's a tough question. I don't know. It's a difficult thing because there are so many distractions indoors and air conditioning. But there's also this fear that parents have now that their child goes outdoors and they are bitten by snakes and bees. And we just have to think back what we did when we were children and how much time we spent outdoors and find things that are interesting, taking children and taking your time. I found it with my two daughters that when we first started hiking, we'd go out and we'd hike and, I'm hiking along at my speed and I didn't realize how much shorter their legs were and they would stop every so often and find things. And we would never get more than 200 yards away from the car when I finally realized that they don't need to go 8 miles on a hike. They need to go 80 feet on a hike. And they need to have the time to stop and look. Because children see things. They see things vividly. They see things in detail, and they're curious about them. Letting them out there, letting them go on their own, but finding those details is very important.
So in a sense, though, as we're talking to adults, how can we recapture that childhood sense of paying attention as adults?
It's something that comes from my photography, that I learned that most people, when they look through that little rectangle, the viewfinder, they look right in the middle. And whatever's in the middle is the most important thing to them. Somebody told me once, don't look at the middle. Always look at the edges. Always look around the edges and see what's on the edges, because that's more important to the photograph than the middle is. And somehow we need to do that with people outdoors. Look at the edges. Don't look at just the big tree or the big beautiful flower or the waterfall at Ohiopyle. Look in the little nooks and crannies, and you'll begin to see the interesting diversity and variety that is out there and gives you a chance to look at.
Yeah, that's really a great point, because there is that sense that even if you can stop, take a breath, and just kind of take in what's around you, I'm certain that there will always be something there to surprise you.
And taking that breath, it has a lot to do with meditation and focusing on your breath and clearing your mind and then letting your mind open back up. And again, seeing the details, seeing the texture, seeing the form, seeing the shape, seeing the variations in colors. Take time. And one little exercise you can do, look at something for 5 seconds, then close your eyes and try to imagine what that looks like. And in your mind, mark down, it looks like this, this, and these things are around. And then open up and see how real your imagination is as compared to the reality. And you'll find that the reality is really very different. So look at it again and keep doing that. That little exercise helps you to start to see things rather than just looking at them.
Well, Paul, now, you've got me completely inspired to go and take a nice little stroll as soon as our summer thunderstorm is over. What types of things can I go out and try to find?
One of the things that I really like in the summer are little valleys, little narrow valleys. There's a practical end to all of this, because little narrow valleys tend to collect cool air. So on hot days, I don't want to be up on top of the ridges, and I don't want to be in places, in real sunny places, so I find these little stream valleys. There's a lot of cool air in there. It's very comfortable, and when you're comfortable, I think you see more also, because you're not distracted as much. I always go back to Ohiopyle, and I always go back to the Great Allegheny Passage, but when I ride the bike, I always find these little valleys, stop, put the bike aside and just walk up and just sit and just find one spot you're comfortable, sit, and just look. Not for anything in particular, just look. See what's new to you.
Well, I think that's great advice. And, you know, speaking of comfortable places, pretty comfortable being here at the Serpentine Room at the Phipps Conservatory, and good shelter in a summer thunderstorm. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Matthew.